got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Right now I want to talk yet again, Tim, about Taylor Swift, but not about the tickets. I feel like we've talked to death about people missing out on tickets to Taylor Swift when she comes down under.
So every day last week we talked about Taylor Swift tickets, people trying to get them, people that couldn't get them. So we did 5 days in a row. Is there anyone that we've ever spoken about 5 days in a row in the history of us doing this show?
I don't think so. I want to talk about a Taylor Swift show in the US because she's currently in the middle of her America leg of the tour. And during this tour, there was a local news station went down to the like outside of the arena and was talking to people that were about to go in to watch Taylor Swift. And there was one girl that was interviewed.
I've seen this.
She had a blanket over her head and sunglasses on her face. And she said that she was happy to give an interview, but she wanted to stay anonymous because she'd called in sick to work to go to Taylor Swift. And she didn't want her boss finding out that she wasn't sick. Mm. She'd, in fact, gone to the Swiftie concert instead.
I mean, you'd do it. You would absolutely do it. Like, I'm a big...
Have you ever had to call in sick to go somewhere? Like, because I hate taking a sick day. You know how much I hate taking a sick
Someone
day.
Someone that hates taking sick days.
I know.
Boy, you break your little promise
well,
every now and then.
I hate taking a sick day, but then when I call you up, I go, Timmy, I'm feeling good. I'm still going to come in. You always tell me to stay home.
Because that's what a good boss does. Yes, he manages situations when they are presented to it. Because I was trying to think, say if I had grand final tickets or I had something, and I wanted to, like say the Kings of Leon or something, a band I really like, and I had to work, I would absolutely fake a sickie.
I don't think I ever have faked a sickie. Have you?
Oh, I haven't faked a sickie to go see something. I faked a sickie because of a broken heart. I called up the handmade furniture place and I said, I'm not feeling so well. I've just got this.
Oh, this when your girlfriend dumped you?
My ex-girlfriend dumped me. I said, the doctor's...
So glad I brought that up again for you.
The doctor's got me a certificate for a broken heart, so I won't be coming in for the rest of the week.
We're going to move swiftly along, Tim. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Where were you actually when you called in sick for work? Maybe it was a Swiftie concert. Maybe it was another concert. Maybe it was something else entirely. Where were you actually when you called in sick to work?
You can stay anonymous, obviously. Mm-hmm. We would love to hear your stories. What I'm really happy with, Jess, is that we've had someone call up anonymously.
They want to stay anonymous in fear of, I guess, the same thing. This is like the radio version of putting a blanket and sunglasses over your head.
Hello, anonymous. Where were you actually when you called in sick?
So it wasn't necessarily for an event or to be somewhere. It was to not be somewhere.
Okay. I guess it goes both ways.
So it was in the middle of COVID. Everyone was starting to get back to work, and I was working in an office, and I had just started this new job, and I was just absolutely hating it. It was so stressful. It wasn't a good work environment. So I said to myself, well, if you're in contact with someone with COVID, you have to go get a test, right?
Right.
So I said to my boss, I've been in contact with a friend that turns out to have had COVID. That was a bit of a fib.
What a plan.
They're like, yep, okay, we get it. Go get a test and we'll talk to you later. So I was like, okay, went to one of those drive-thrus, got a test done, and the next morning I get a text message saying, yep, just confirming you're positive with COVID.
And oh, God! So you went in with no symptoms.
Yeah. You manifested COVID.
Yeah.
I mean,
how many days did you get off, anonymous?
So because of that, I had to isolate for 7 days.
Everything's coming up anonymous. This is stunning. I mean, probably for the best in the end that you were trying to get out of it because you did discover that you had the virus. So you were actually being more responsible by pretending to be sick to find out you actually were.
Yep. That's the way I see it now.
You're a true Aussie hero.
You know what the thing is?
On that last...
Sorry, you go.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, on that last day, I decided, because it was just not a good environment to work in at all. The next day, after the isolation, I handed in my resignation.
You know what? You were living everyone's dream in COVID. This is what everyone wanted to do. You were just finally the only one brave enough to do it.
K-Rock, you've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, just over a month ago, you got engaged. Everyone's wrapped for you. Whatever. It's wedding planning season and you are in the thick of it. You are on the front line. You are getting it organised.
I had someone said to me today, wow, things are moving very fast. I'm like, what am I waiting around for? Yeah. Do people usually just wait after they get engaged?
Well, it depends on your financial situation, sure. I guess. So, like, you've got to take time. You know, COVID lockdowns, postponements. Everyone's got reasons for postponing their wedding, Jess. I think I have realised that maybe I am a wedding planner. Because I'm thinking of your wedding more than I think I thought of my own.
That's concerning.
And maybe because I don't have to be involved is why I'm so excited. Like today we were practicing kissing for your first kiss.
Okay, we didn't kiss. Don't be spreading these rumors.
No, did we practice kissing?
Well, I was showing you the work that I was doing with my fiance on the dip kiss and you said, why don't you add a spin into it?
Yeah, and then we got up and then I said, and then he would
and this is
this,
where I would no, 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 you.
Yeah. Apparently no tongue is the feedback I receive.
Right.
So this is...
Nah, get it all up and around me. I want everyone to feel uncomfortable at my wedding.
Out loud. So I've sent you a video. Now, don't look at it just yet. But are you first dance, are you thinking of doing like something choreographed? Like my wife and I, we just went out there and raw dogged it.
I said to Akshay, because he is not a great dancer. Neither am I, but I've done more dance training
You've got jazz hands, but you haven't got like that romantic swing.
But I thought maybe in the lead up to our wedding we could do some dance lessons, just like traditional ballroom sort of stuff, just so that when we get out there he's not just like swaying with me side to side like we're in, you know, year nine.
Hurtful, because that's exactly what I said I just did with my wife. But I've got a controversial suggestion.
Okay.
No first dance.
No first dance.
You can understand why. Watch the video.
Okay.
Describe what you see on the screen, because if someone's listening...
Oh, that's loud.
What I want them to do, if they're planning a wedding, I want this to be an open concept idea. So what are you seeing on your phone?
Instead of a first dance, the bride and groom play dodgeball until someone gets out.
Yep. Imagine how much more engaged people would be if it's a contest of dodgeball.
Akshay would annihilate me.
I don't know. We played dodgeball a couple of weeks ago against the Brekkie show and I was slightly impressed. And I feel like you were talking about getting dancing training.
I mean, they hug at the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like best of three, you know. But like you're talking...
The bride's taking her shoes off.
Yeah, well, because if you're in heels, that's a massive disadvantage.
So true.
So is it something that you would consider? Because I know you want to add like some different elements, because I do have some other suggestions and I don't want to give them all out now, but I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on the dodgeball. I'll run it by Akshay, but I think... It's neither Indian nor Macedonian. Okay. I don't think we're going to include it in our wedding day.
Well, tomorrow I'm pitching paintball, so you better have a better attitude, because at the moment this is absolutely horrible. But because, Jess, you know, it's my day. It's got to be perfect, okay?
I'd hate to ruin it for you.
Thank you.
So I'm so sorry.
Finally. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Thinking about spicy stories, not the spicy you might be thinking of, literally. Spicy stories. The sriracha sauce Hoi Fong is having a bit of a global shortage at the moment due to supply chain, Jess, selling for $70 online at the moment.
That is wild, because it is such a staple in our household.
It's just one of the things you see in every supermarket. Yeah. Doesn't matter if it's Coles, Woolies, IGA, local. This is the sriracha sauce. I got it in my eye a couple of years ago. My wife had to Roman Greco Olympic style wrestle me to the ground to try and flush it out because I had a bit of an eye thing. And it's got us thinking about spicy stories, because it can ruin your day.
When me and my fiancé first started dating, he was really trying to impress me. So he used to cook with me, because you know how much I love cooking.
Yeah.
And so he said to me, hey, let me, you know, chop some things. What do you want to do? And I was making a curry. And so I said, oh, can you just chop these chilies? And so he chopped these like really fine, like red, like small bird's eye chilies.
Bird's eye chilies.
And then he mustn't have washed his hands properly.
You've really got to wash them clean.
Because like a little bit later on, as we were...
Oh, it's a double spicy story.
Having some adult cuddles. You don't want to get bird's eye chili on your body, Tim.
Say no more.
Say no more.
Say no more. Ashley from Warren Ponds has given us a call. Ashley, have you got a genuinely spicy story for us?
I do.
Tell us about it, Ash. What happened?
Oh, it's very similar to Jess's, like trying to impress people on first dates and stuff. So I went on the first date with this guy, and he was really into spicy food. He loved it.
Right.
So I thought, okay, I'll try and impress him and eat as much spice and keep up with him.
Yeah, it's a common mistake.
Just change everything about your personality for a man.
Yeah, they didn't like me.
Yeah. Well, I ended up being quite sick.
Oh, no.
I couldn't stop coughing at the dinner table because, you know,
very
sexy. Is normally spicy for me.
Yeah. Notoriously then, very sexy.
Halfway through the night, I ended up having to go to the bathroom and having explosive diarrhea.
Oh, gosh.
That's
it's romantic, Jim. Yeah, it's more romantic.
What would you prefer, Jess? Your story or Ashley's story probably, that happened to you?
Probably mine.
Yeah. That's a doozy. I think we should just rule all chili out of all first dates. All, yeah. All dating, no chili. Keep it simple, stupid.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, a lot of times people use Google for more than just searching the internet these days. Apparently, Google is one of the most used things instead of a dictionary.
Right.
So people will type in how they think a word might be spelt in hopes of figuring out how it actually is spelt.
I mean, I understand that you go, all right, well, literally we've all grown up that dictionaries are your go-to if you want to do spelling. But you're going to find it a lot quicker online.
So much quicker.
Than, I don't think we have a dictionary in our house.
You just need to get like close enough and then Google goes, did you mean?
Yeah.
And you go, yes, I did, Google. Yeah. Thank you so much for helping me.
It's useful in that way.
Yes. And so there were 10 words, very commonly misspelt words apparently, that were searched in the thousands of times.
Is there a word when you're texting or sending emails that always comes up as something incorrect for you?
My fiance's name, Akshay.
Yeah, doesn't register.
Never registers.
Did you mean actually? Because I don't know why I can't spell changes when I'm typing fast on a keyboard.
Changes? What does it come up as?
Chenags. C-H-N. I swap the N and the A, and it happens every single email I send, and it's so frustrating.
Well, some of these words are very, very common words. So I'll go through the top 10 from 10 to 1, okay? We'll power through the first few.
Yep.
Congratulations, very commonly spelt.
Okay.
Diarrhea.
Oh, well, that whoever spelt diarrhea must have had it because they weren't thinking clearly.
Bougie, which is like the
B-O-U-J-E.
Yeah, it's like a fancy word. Yeah. No, it's B-O-U-G-I-E. Yeah, bougie.
Like bougie nights.
Yeah. No, that's boogie nights.
Yeah, I know, but I thought bougie had a J.
Yeah, well, apparently the G feels a little fancier than a J.
Okay.
Maintenance, niece, beautiful, and receipt were all in the list of the top 10.
Oh, reciprocate.
And then, yeah, people often flip the I and the E in receipt. But the top three misspelt words that people seem to be Googling.
Okay, do say them. I'll try and spell them. You tell me if, because I feel like I'm the most average human being of all time. So this is going to be interesting.
Good practice for spell my name as well.
Okay.
So with 11,000 searches, appreciate. Like I appreciate you, Tim.
Okay. I think it's appreciate.
Congratulations. You are Google.
I am Google. Thank you very much.
The second most misspelt word, I should say, with 13,000 searches, pneumonia.
Sorry, I know I meant to speak, but this is right. P-N-E-M-O-N-I-A.
Oh, so close. P-N-E-U-M-O-N-I-A.
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And the most looked up word that is misspelt, 95,000 searches for this word, restaurant.
Oh, no, I'm going to butcher this. Restaurant.
So simple, right?
Okay. No, it's not. It isn't. R-E-S-T... A-U-R-A-N-T?
Yes, well done.
Oh, my God.
He's done it. You nearly
never
missed
it. Right. Oh, I took a risk and it paid off. Wow.
Yeah. So
what a rush.
You had to really think about that one.
Honestly, it's chenaged me. It honestly has.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
You know we play in your favourite Monday game.
Madness.
And it's so, madness. And you'll be thinking, because it was,
madness.
And I'm...
Okay. Rain it in. Do you hear that? That's the sound of thousands of radios turning off across Geelong and the Surf
Coast. If you're so fickle that a few of me saying a whole bunch of words over and over again repeatedly is going to turn you off, go away. Go listen somewhere
else. I think if we don't get any calls this week, we call it a day on this segment.
Well, to you. Because someone will call because this is a very exciting game, Jess.
Right.
Menu Madness. I have selected one restaurant, an establishment, from across Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine Peninsula. So supporting local, go me.
Sure.
I'm going to put together a bit of a meal. All you have to do is add up in your brain to the number of how much you think that meal would cost.
Mm-hmm.
Jess, you'll be playing against a real-life human being.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. This is Louise from Whittington. Louise, strap in.
Because
you're going to be saying...
Wow.
Yep, see?
Louise, just a bit of feedback for Tim on this one. Do you think this is a good game or...?
Yeah, I think it's a good game.
Okay. Louise is sucking up right now.
Because she wants to win the double pass to see No Hard Feelings at Reading Cinemas. Jess, you're going to be playing against Louise. So
right.
you'll say your first suggestion after mm-hmm. I've read out the menu. And then after that, if you get it wrong, the next person gets to go. Then building towards. I think I've changed the rules again. But I think it works
you
better.
Can't see last week you said that it was wrong and then the person who was going up against me knew that that was the incorrect answer.
I'll just say higher or lower. How does
you
that work?
You can't say that either.
I can. Trust me.
This is your game.
All right.
You do
it
what
is
you
my
want.
Game and it's the best. Louise, are you ready?
Yes.
Today we are eating a meal, the three mm-hmm. of us, at Gusto or Gusto, how you pronounce it. The Cafe Pizza yep. Bar in Highton.
Okay.
If you've ever been. It's yep. lovely. It's delicious. We are ordering the signature Gusto pizza. Now,
okay.
I wanted to read this out because it sounds delicious. Spinach, pumpkin, onion, cherry, tomato, oregano, and parmesan.
Yep. Are we going a large?
That is a standard size pizza.
Sure. Okay.
A linguine marinara.
Okay.
Standard size. And a bit of dessert to top it all off at the end.
Lovely.
A Nutella pizza. It
lovely.
Comes with ice cream and strawberries.
Okay. I think all up. Hang on, I'm just doing some maths.
Crazy.
All right, I'm going to give you the right of serve Jess.
Sure. I'm vibing $68.
Higher. Louise?
$100.
Lower.
Well, see, how does that work now? What, I've got to guess again now?
Yeah, keep going until someone gets it. It's because someone's got to win.
But you so said you said closest to
yeah.
without going
no,
over.
I changed the rules on the fly, remember?
This is so stupid.
No, listen, stop interrupting me. So, just having a bit of fun. Sorry, acting a bit. So now we're just going to go back and forth until
right.
someone gets it.
Okay.
So it's higher than 68 but lower than 100. Jess, it's your turn.
74.
You got it.
Do you know what, Louise? I'm still going to give you the prize, mate. Because
it's not your game, mate.
We had to put you
game.
Through this,
Louise. And, as the host of the game, I'm going to give you the prize.
Please Jess don't go anywhere. I want to get all your information. And
no worries.
Thank you for putting up with
yep.
this lunacy.
It is a double pass to see No Hard Feelings at Reading Cinema. $100 was an obscene guess. That's so much money for a meal for those pizzas. But Louise, doesn't matter. Winner, winner. Pizza dinner for you.
But all right, thank you.
I can't stress enough, we're not giving you the pizza as the prize.
No. It's tickets to the movies at
yeah,
Reading
but
Cinemas.
Yeah, you said winner, pizza
Ticket,
dinner for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I know, but it was because we're talking about a pizza bar. It's my game.
I don't think
Stop
this game should come back.
Stop trying to co-host. I understand that it's the Tim and Jess show, but you're not co-hosting this segment.
It's just Tim
That's
featuring
all right.
Jess
we're
for that last 20 minutes.
Ironing out the kinks. It's back next week, bigger
it's
and better than
not.
Ever. Drop in your menus at the reception at K-Rock.
All thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.